My name is Cinch Munson. I am Director of Agriculture Business Development at Propane Education and Research Council.
Well, Cinch, we have talked about the propane incentive program, the propane farm incentive program particularly, and what it offers for farmers. And you've recently come out with some results from last year's propane farm incentive program and the participants that took part in that specifically for irrigation engines. And it sounds like it was a very successful program last year. And let me get some of the feedback that you got from participants in the program and what they thought of the propane irrigation engines.
Sure, yes, Cindy. Last year, you know, in the program as a whole, we had over 100 people participate in the Farm Incentive Program. And of that total, there were 87 irrigation engines placed, new propane-powered irrigation engines representing 7 different manufacturers and 14 different engine models. And that program is a way for us as an industry to get research on how well this new equipment is performing. And going in to this year, you know, we've helped manufacturers develop a number of new engines in recent years, and we expected good results, and that's exactly what we saw. These participants, they irrigated nearly 9,000 acres. Their average fuel cost was about $8.84 an hour, which, you know, we did the calculations compared to what the engine they replaced. These guys are saving over 43% on their operating costs. So, making that investment was very good, and these new engines are efficient and they're reliable and they're environmentally friendly. People participating in the program said, yeah, we're looking for something that's going to save me some money, it's good for the environment, it's reliable, and these engines proved to be that.
And you asked some specific questions regarding, you know, really getting their feedback as far as surveying them. And how did they rate, overall engine performance for irrigation engines compared to diesel engines?
On the whole, it was very positive ratings. 96% of the people that participated in the program said that they would recommend a propane engine to a friend or neighbor. And that's always a good gauge. You know, if you're willing to put your name on the line to recommend a product to someone else, generally that means that you have a positive response. And 96% of the participants said, absolutely, I would recommend these engines to someone else. And 90% of the people said that, yeah, they'll be buying another engine. And I guess I would expect that the others are maybe just not in the market.
On your website, you have a testimonial from a farmer and, well, a group of farmers, Walford & Sons in Nebraska. And they talk about their experiences using propane for irrigation and have a real positive story to tell. Tell us a little bit about that.
They were actually a participant in this program. They use propane in a number of ways on their operation. And on our website, www.propane.com, you can go see a testimonial video from Walford & Sons Farm. It's a very good video. It really gives a good idea of why they choose propane for their operation. But, they've operated propane engines for a number of years, had some old Chrysler engines that they've converted that had been running for, I think it was nearly 30 years, and it was time for a new engine. They looked at all their options. They considered diesel. They considered propane, and they just came back to what they knew. What they knew was a reliable, durable engine and was going to save them money. And they put new propane engines in, very pleased. They're quiet. They're economical. You know, all those things that I love to talk about propane engines. There's just not really any negatives. They're a great choice for ag operations.
And actually, PERC has been instrumental in getting new engines on the market, different sizes, different horsepower ratings, so that farmers have quite a choice out there on the market. They don't have to just buy one brand. And plus, they talk a little bit about how these compare to Tier 4 diesel engines.
This year, starting here this year, diesel manufacturers are now, anything they produce for the irrigation market must be compliant with the Tier 4 final standards. And, you know, those engines, they're complicated and expensive. And compare that to a propane engine, which is, you look at the engine and you know just what you're looking at. and they cost, you know, up to 50% less in a lot of cases than that Tier 4 final engine, and they cost less to run. So, you know, as people look at, boy, I need to replace an engine, and what am I going to replace it with? They really, you know, it's really a good idea to look at what options are there for a propane engine. And as you mentioned, PERC has worked with a number of manufacturers, you know, I think 7-8 manufacturers in the last 5 years, to bring to market a whole new generation of engines that are, you know, they're built from the ground up to run on propane. They're EPA certified. They're very clean engines. And, you know, a really good choice. I recommend people go to our website, www.propane.com, take a look at the list of equipment that uses propane, and they can see a list of engine manufacturers that they can get in touch with and learn more about these engines.
And on the website, they can also learn more about the propane farm incentive program, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, www.propane.com. There's a wealth of information there, from the equipment, about the fuel, and about programs and incentives. It's all there.
Thank you very much. That's Cinch Munson with the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.